Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Alabama is taking a major drug maker to court over the opioid epidemic. Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall alleges in a new lawsuit that Purdue Pharma, the maker of OxyContin, fueled a public health crisis with deceptive marketing practices. And Attorney General Marshall joins us now from Montgomery. Attorney General, welcome. And what exactly is your case against the company?
Well, I think it's a broad-based allegation, one of which is if you look at the most current data, Alabama is number one per capita in the country relating to opioid prescriptions, almost 1.2 per person. We've seen our overdose deaths quadruple since 2006, and we continue to see the impact it has on communities throughout our state as a result of not only the addiction that we see, but more importantly, the loss of life.
Why do you think it's so bad in Alabama?
Well, I think it's a great question, and one that we've just spent the last 4 months as part of an opioid council that I was one of the co-chairs, where we really sort of tried to take a deep dive into Alabama and try to come up with answers as to how we got into the situation we're in, but more importantly, how it is that we're going to be able to continue to move forward. And I do think that there are still many unanswered questions. One of the things that we do know, and we heard quite frequently from physicians, are that what they deemed to be the lies that they were told and trained in over the years, whether it be that there was no dosage too high of an opioid that could be given to a patient, or that even this concept of a pseudo-addiction, that if somebody appeared in an office demonstrating signs of addiction, that truly was just meant that they needed more pain medication. And so, you know, not only did we understand and hear from families, but we heard from those who were practitioners that they felt like that over the years they had been deceived as to how this medication was to be used, and more importantly, the length of time in which a patient should receive it.
Are you finding in Alabama what other states are finding, which is that many people who end up overdosing or dying after being addicted to opioids started out with a prescription for a legitimate reason?
Yeah, and I think that's what the data is telling us, that roughly 80% of those who have an overdose from fentanyl or heroin abused an opioid before they began using those drugs. And so, you know, we believe that there's a direct connection between that, and it's one reason why, you know, we continue to see the rise of heroin, fentanyl, and carfentanil in our communities around the country, because that is really, if we look at the significant reason for the overdoses, those are the drugs that are causing it, but that there is a direct connection between an opioid and those particular illicit drugs.
So why target Purdue in particular?
Well, the largest manufacturer, in what we've seen, at least from our data, is that they supply a majority of the opioids in our state and have done so historically. And one of the things I think gets lost is that when people see that there's a complaint filed against a company, they just sort of assume it's for money damages. And although our complaint seeks money damages, it's the injunctive relief that I think is the most compelling, is that if we look at the ways in this country that we're going to be able to deal with this problem, there are really sort of three areas that we focus on, prevention being one, treatment being the other, but also the supply of opioids in our communities. And so if we're seeking injunctive relief, we need the assistance and agreement of those manufacturers in that effort. And was very impressed as I spent last Wednesday in Cleveland with Judge Polster, who is the MDL judge for all of these cases nationally. Mm-hmm. And he brought together groups of manufacturers, distributors, as well as state's attorneys general and other plaintiffs to really talk about this idea of how are we going to reduce the loss of life in this country. And so we want to be leaders in trying to be able to not only talk about the financial harm that's suffered in our states, but how it is that we can go about saving lives.
You say that they're the largest manufacturer, but in fact, they say that they only account for a tiny fraction of all opioid prescriptions.
And I guess that's what litigation is about. And so we'll continue to have that discussion. There's no doubt that there are other manufacturers that are in this field. But when we look at OxyContin, we look at MS Cotton, Dilaudid, those type of drugs, and the way that those drugs were marketed to physicians and others, I mean, I think that's going to be part of the discussion in these complaints as well as many of the other complaints that have been filed.
I think about other cases like this in the past. It almost seems like you're going up against one of the tobacco companies. To go up against a pharmaceutical company, how difficult is that? They've got, you know, tons and tons of lawyers who will say that they didn't do anything wrong.
They do. I mean, that's like any litigation that we see. But, you know, I've always believed, as somebody that's tried cases most of my professional career, that facts matter. You know, I've heard that old saying that facts are stubborn things and that regardless of the quality of your lawyer, nobody can change the facts. And I do think our complaint sets out a very compelling case for how we got into this situation. And then we will begin to be able to make our claims in court to the extent we have to litigate it, and believe very confidently that we can do that in a way that allows us to prevail. But my hope is that these cases bring people together to begin having that discussion of where we are going forward. And to the credit of manufacturers and distributors, I heard them say that they want to be a part of a solution. And so let's just simply hope that people can come together and come forward with not only a strategic plan about how we can deal with this nationally, but again, being able to allow that to be focused on how we save lives in this country. It's concerning when our, you know, average lifespan has reduced in the last 2 years, and this being the principal reason why. And we've got to be able to make a difference in this issue nationally.
That's Steve Marshall, who is the Attorney General of the state of Alabama, which has filed a new lawsuit against Purdue Pharma. That's the maker of OxyContin. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for the invitation.
And Purdue Pharma declined our request for an interview. In a statement, they said, "We vigorously deny these allegations and look forward to the opportunity to present our defense."